This past August, police right outside of Philadelphia in a suburb called Sharon Hill shot and killed an 8-year-old girl. Her story should be national headlines. Her name should be a household name. Today, I want to break down this story. I want to unpack and explain it and dig in. I talked this week to the family, and I also know some ways we can help them. Let's lean in. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, with the holidays coming up and with school and work in full swing, this can be a stressful time for damn near everybody. And I don't want you to be afraid to reach out for help. I'm a firm believer that everybody should have a therapist. And if you've recently considered finding one, BetterHelp can make that process fast and easy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. Right now, visit BetterHelp.com/breakdown. That's BetterHelp. And join the over 2 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. There's a special offer just for our Breakdown listeners. Right now, you can get 10% off of your first month at BetterHelp.com/breakdown. Check it out. Let me know what you think.
The Breakdown.
On August 27th, police in Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania. I'd never heard of Sharon Hill. It is literally just a few miles away from Philadelphia. I wish all of this had actually happened in Philadelphia proper, because District Attorney Larry Krasner, who so many of you helped elect, would be able to oversee this case and prosecute these police. But in Sharon Hill, on August 27th, something that is both tragic and infuriating happened, and I finally had a chance to speak and debrief and get to know this family this week and also really understand the facts of the case. An 8-year-old girl, Fanta Baliti, was shot and killed by police. Her sister was shot by police, and another innocent bystander was shot as well. All of them, of course, were unarmed and nonviolent. I've spoken to other witnesses at the scene as well. And there was so much chaos because so many different police officers fired so many different shots. People truly didn't know what in the hell was happening. I want to try to unpack and explain it. To this day, the family still doesn't have all of the answers, because all they know is really what's been reported in local newspapers and what they've heard from other people who were there. Here is what we know. And this should be a national story. And we have to ask ourselves, did 2020 wear us out so much that we are so fatigued that we can't fight for this 8-year-old girl and her family? Because they deserve it. And she deserves it. Her mother deserves it. This 8-year-old girl, Fanta, and truly her entire family, her siblings, her mother, and others, were at a local high school football game at Academy Park. And when the game was over, there was a rush of fans. Just imagine yourself at any high school football game. And as the game was over, hundreds of fans were leaving the high school football stadium and just walking to their cars. That's it. That's the whole story, beginning, middle, and end. People were leaving. This is in a relatively safe community. It was a safe event. There were no known incidents at the event, and I need to say this explicitly. Fonta, of course, and her entire family and everybody around her, they were all unarmed, nonviolent, broke no laws, committed no crimes, causing no harm. They were in no physical altercations, and they did not call the police. Okay? They are literally walking to their cars after a high school football game. When a car turns a corner coming toward the people, I mean legally, a car makes a legal turn onto the street where people are being let out of the high school football game. Police then, at least it appears, at least three police officers fire dozens of shots at that car. Initially, I had been told that Fonta and her family, that they were in that car. They were not. They were just walking on the sidewalk. People in that car also were unarmed, nonviolent, and committed no crime. They did nothing wrong, broke no law, should never have been shot at. Police are claiming, and we have not been able to confirm this. We can confirm that police are claiming it. Police are claiming that they heard shots fired at another part of the neighborhood. Not at the game. That they heard shots fired blocks away from the game. And that when they saw this car turn onto the street, they assumed the shots came from the car. This is what they say. And so they began firing at the car. I can confirm there were no guns in that car. No one in that car shot anybody. No one in that car has been charged with the crime. They were an innocent family as well. And my understanding is that people in that car were also injured. A second family that was not Fonta's family, but people in that car were also injured. And Fonta's family told me that they have not spoken to that family, but they have also been told that they were injured and were also innocent bystanders. And after firing dozens of shots at a car that had nothing to do with shots that we are told might have been fired blocks away, police shot an 8-year-old girl, killing her, shot Fonta's teenage sister, permanently injuring her, and caused injuries to others there. And people who were there at the scene told me it then devolved, as you could imagine, into mass chaos. Police then reported falsely, this is a false report, that they were in a shootout with somebody. And that in that shootout, Fonta was shot and killed. This is a lie. There was no shootout, period. There was not a shootout. We don't even know for sure if police actually heard gunfire or firecrackers or if they heard anything at all. All we know is that dozens of shots were fired at an innocent car with an innocent family that ultimately killed a child and shot another child. It was just walking on the sidewalk from a high school football game. It's stuff like this why we say defund the police. It's stuff like this why we say Black Lives Matter. It's so grossly incompetent, so maddening, so harmful. My 8-year-old daughter who just turned 9, Zaya, I don't know what I would do if we were walking from a local event, and police rolled up on us and fired dozens of shots and shot and killed my baby. What the hell? What are you supposed to do? This family deserves justice, and they need our support. And I'm pledging to them and to you that we're going to do everything we can to fight for them. I'm going to post on my Instagram today a way that we can donate to the family. They need the help. They have a GoFundMe that they have started, and it hardly has any support right now. And I want us to shower this family with love and give them all the support they need. They are West African immigrants. Fonta's father, who was working in West Africa, had to fly all the way to Philadelphia. He was away when his baby was shot and killed. I can't even fathom the pain. People come to this country. This is an incorrect assumption. God bless people who make this assumption. They've been misinformed. People often come to this country for safety. This is not a safe place. This is tens of thousands of people a year are shot and killed in this country. Tens of thousands. Staggering. Family came to this country for opportunity, safety, advancement, only to have their 8-year-old baby shot and killed by police. Something that is virtually unheard of in the entire world, to have your 8-year-old child shot and killed by police. It makes my blood boil. It makes me, Marvin Gaye said, makes me want to holler and throw up both my hands. Good God. I'm going to post this GoFundMe link. Let's shower this family with love, and let's plan on backing and supporting them every way we can. Got to run, of course, as always, have several meetings today, and I'm going to spend some sweet time with my family this weekend. Love and appreciate all of you. And listen, if you are not yet a member of the NorthStar.com, I need you to join, and we also need you to go to FreeJuliusJones.com. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.